This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottie along with Charlie Long on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. He's locked up on Locked On SEC Network, covering baseball, football, also pregame for the Houston Astros, Chris Gordy. Chris, great to have you back on with us, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. Good to catch up, man.
Chris, right off the bat, man, I'm going to ask you about LSU baseball. And you can't watch this team and not come be so impressed. And last night was a lousy game. I mean, they were lousy early on. They fall behind 7-1 and still end up winning the game. 11-9. It goes to show you, man, what Jay Johnson has built here. And so many people that cover this team said that's almost in the air, a little bit of like the national championship team. Built differently, but they got so much talent here.
They really do, and to me, I start with that the top of that lineup from Curiel, Jones, Dickinson, Pearson, Milam. I mean, that I think you'll be hard to find a better top five in all of baseball than those guys. So, yeah, look, I think the bats are going to be the strength this year. I think the pitching can be the strength as the year goes along. I think we're just kind of, you know, we don't know what these guys are yet. Cade Anderson's been phenomenal thus far, 2.30 ERA, 26 strikeouts. You know, Ianson's been good, you know, got roughed up a little bit early in the game this past weekend, but then settled down and gave him six strong. And then Chase Shores, I mean, we know how hard he throws it, and, you know, he's the perfect 3-0 on the season. So, you know, I think the starting rotation on the weekend has passed, they get an A for, passed with flying colors so far, but we know it's going to get tougher. I mean, a week from Friday, you start SEC play and Mizzou comes to town. Now, that's a good one to come because they're the worst team in the SEC, so you should, it's like dipping a toe in the water. But, my question is, what are these guys doing when we get into the thick of it? You know, if Cade Anderson gets roughed up on a Friday night in SEC play, then you're really leaning on Ianson to come back on Saturday and get a win. And so it's, these guys will grow as the season goes along, but, just so inexperienced. I mean, Cade Anderson being just a sophomore, I mean, he's only going to get better. So, that's the hope, is that these guys mature very quickly, but you can't not like what you've seen so far. I mean, even last night, yeah, you get roughed up and you don't look great, but they've got the firepower and they got the bats to be able to dig themselves out of it and still come away with the win.
And you see a guy like Jared Jones and what he's been able to do to improve his overall game. And we talked so much about this last year. Was he the home run or strikeout early on?
Right.
And Scott Sanders, who we have on regularly, he brought it up that, hey, he's getting much better, being more selective, swinging the bat. And you see it today. Now, him stealing bases, I don't want to be the second baseman because that big guy rolling in. And secondly, is the way he slides. You got to watch out. I'm afraid he might turn an ankle or something like that. But this team is really getting better. And you see the development of a guy like Jones, who a lot of people thought, you know, he wasn't going to be here, for 2025, that he would have got selected high enough that he would have went to the majors instead. And the one thing with them, the majors, they love a guy that can hit a ball out the park.
Yeah, no doubt. And he's been phenomenal. I mean, there's a reason why his nickname is Bear. I mean, 6'4", 250. The bat's been going well for him so far. I mean, bat over 400. And now he's got some protection in that lineup, you know, with Curiel coming in and just being an instant success so far. And then Dickinson, I mean, what's he got, 4 home runs, 23 ribbies already? I mean, they played 13 games and he's got 23 RBIs. I mean, what do you think he's going to do by season's end? So, it's been phenomenal to lose the guys you've lost over the past couple of years, to lose a Tommy White, lose all these pieces. Jay's done a great job of continue to build with recruiting classes, but also supplementing with guys through the portal. And, like I said, it's been phenomenal. And, yeah, I mean, look, everybody knows if this team's going to go where they want to go, you know, Bear Jones is going to have to play well. Steven Milam has been solid at shortstop so far. There were some questions about him, you know, making a position change, but, you know, his bat's starting to come around and he's hitting well. So, yeah, it's like I said, so far, I think through the 13 games so far, you give an A-plus to LSU so far, but you know the road's going to get tougher here.
The crazy thing about this is when they signed Darnell Dickinson, okay, and we talked about it to start the show that day, that they had got the commitment from, man, we got a whole bunch of Texas. When Utah Valley? Why is Jay going to Utah Valley for a player? I'm not getting them Texas no more. Them Texas has dried up real fast. But, man, Dickinson has really, really showed up big. And we had Jay Johnson on before the season, and he really praised Darnell Dickinson and thought he would be a major cog in this lineup.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's where I say, you know, he's already the team leader in home runs and RBIs. You know, I would like to see a little bit more pop. Would like to see some more home runs out of these guys to be a little bit more of a power lineup. We're seeing, you know, across the SEC, we're seeing some other teams that are really slugging it. Tennessee's one of them. So, hopefully those come in time. But, no, he is settled in instantly. You know, also give a tip of the cap to Chris Stanfield. You go and get him from the portal from Auburn. And, he's showing the leather out there in the outfield, eating up balls left and right. And, you know, he's batting over 300, and the big thing with me, he's got 9 walks. I mean, that's what I like about this team is they show him the discipline to, you know, when it's not there, don't swing away, work the walk, and next man up. And so far, they've been able to do that. And so, it's been fun to watch him so far. And top to bottom, you know, we'll see by season's end, but this could be one of the more talented lineups LSU's had in recent years.
96 walks so far this season as a team in 13 games. I think that's pretty impressive, Chris. And I want to get your thoughts. You mentioned, you know, the job that Jay Johnson's done. And we talked with Ben McDonald a couple weeks back, and he mentioned that 25 new faces on this roster between freshmen and transfer players. But one of the most highly anticipated players heading into the year, D1 had him pinned as the SEC preseason freshman of the year. Derek Curiel has been awesome. Like, he looks like a veteran right off the bat as a freshman. He's leading the team, hitting .426, started all 13 games so far this season, 11 RBI, 4 doubles, a home run, 20 base hits, and 47 at-bats. And he's tied, this is what really surprised me here, he's tied with Jared Jones for the most walks on the team with 15. Jared Jones hasn't seen a fastball all year, it feels like. They're always throwing away from him. They'd never want to test him in the zone. So his plate discipline's led to a lot of walks. But Derek Curiel, as a freshman, is right up there with him. I've just been so impressed. I want to get your thoughts on him.
Yeah, it's almost like, I've had the opportunity to interview Arch Manning a couple times, and he's so mature. I go, you know, can I see your birth certificate? We want to make sure I got the age right here. I mean, that's what Derek Curiel is. He's having, you know, through 13 games, veteran at bats. You know, he's having those veteran bats for an underclassman. And, you know, like you said, with the 15 walks and, you know, 20 hits already, he's been nothing short of outstanding. And yeah, that's where I say give Jay Johnson and his staff a lot of credit, man. I mean, it used to be you come and play for a program like LSU, high expectations, a lot of times the freshmen don't hit immediately. A lot of times they would always, you know, Paul Maneri would defer to the upperclassmen and let the freshmen earn their spot in time. But Jay's not afraid to go throw a guy out there. And look, there's a reason so, right? He was the preseason freshman of the year, you know, by multiple publications. So he's, you know, he came in hyped and he's living up to the hype so far. And he's just so fun to watch, man. I can't wait to see what he does by season 10.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Chris, is there some hangover on that Texas A&M team? You lose a star player. And man, I've seen this in different sports across the board. You lose a guy like that, and it's sort of a hangover that stays on a team for a long time. Would you say that that's happening right now to this Aggie baseball team?
Chris, I think we underestimated the impact of Gavin Grijalva.
Man,
that
Gavin,
offense is just
It hasn't been very good at
not
all.
Not producing.
Yeah, I mean, look, they were here in Houston this past weekend. I got to see, you know, Tennessee, Mississippi State, and A&M. And, yeah, for a team that was a preseason number one team, you know, they've lost five of the last six. And I kept questioning. I was telling people, look, I think they're a super talented team, but let's not underestimate Jim Schlossnagel's impact. I mean, that guy, call him a dirtbag all you want, but he's a hell of a baseball coach, right? I mean, slimy and how he left A&M to go to the rival, the Texas Longhorns, but he's a hell of a baseball coach, and he's already got Texas hitting the ground running as a top 25 team. So, you know, look, I know the players did the whole rally around the assistant coach and Michael Early and, oh, this guy's a future star and all this, and he very well might be down the road, but, man, that's a tough position to put a guy in and go, hey, I know the star coach just left, but we want you to step in and be the, you know, be the head coach now. And I said, you know, what's Michael Early going to do on a Friday night against a Jay Johnson or against some of these other veteran coaches that have been around the block a time or two in the SEC? And you got to make big, important decisions in game. Is he ready for that? You know, to rise to the occasion? And so far, man, I mean, watching him lose two out of three this past weekend in Houston and then go and lose to UTSA last night at Bluebell Park, that's five of the last six they've lost. And so, yeah, I think you can't underestimate the loss of the third baseman, Gavin Grijalva. He was a big part of that team. Now, look, they still got pitching. Ryan Prager is a stud for them as their Friday night guy, but they have got to hit. You look at their last five losses, A&M has averaged two runs a game. That ain't going to get it done.
And then, Chris, I told you off air that I was going to throw some Astros questions at you. Spring training's in full swing. I want to get your thoughts because someone's got to take me down from planet Mars right now with what I've been seeing so far from Cam Smith. Every Astros fan knows, you know, the Kyle Tucker trade that happened this past offseason. You get back Isaac Paredes and you get back Cam Smith, who was picked 14th overall in the 2024 MLB draft. And just what we've seen from him so far in spring training in seven at bats, he's got two home runs, four hits. he's oozes with talent, Chris. And I know that, you know, maybe it'll be premature to say that he'll be on the opening day roster for this upcoming 2025 season, but at some point or another, it feels like the Astros are going to give him a shot.
Yeah, they will. It'll be interesting to see how quickly, you know, we get into service time and all those, you know, things that you get into debating. But I think he's going to force their hand. And look, there's still a little bit of a hangover. I mean, it's weird not seeing Alex Bregman in that clubhouse, the LSU Tiger that was the face of this team and leader of this team for so many years. But they made the right move. If they weren't going to get a long-term deal done with Kyle Tucker, why not flip him for a prospect or two? And Cam Smith has lived up to it, man. I was in West Palm 2 weeks ago, and I got to interview the kid one-on-one, and just another kid, mature beyond his years, and, you know, looks the part, five-tool type player, and and he's been their best hitter so far through spring training for the Astros. And so he'll probably start the year off in Sugarland, the AAA affiliate for the Astros, but would not doubt it, man. If he hits, their manager Joe Espada told me, he said, "Chris, if he hits, he's coming up. We're not waiting any longer." So probably mid season, but we'll see how it goes.
Chris, last question for you, and I'll throw you a football one. What are you most interested in LSU spring training? They got the best recruit they could get. They re-recruited Garrett Nussmeier back on the team. But you got to rebuild your offensive line, question marks, and certainly everybody wants to take a good look at that secondary. And now this revolving door of coaches, that it's happening again along the defensive line.
Yeah, no doubt. That's been the biggest question mark for me with LSU throughout the years is, how do we get back to the days of Glenn Dorsey, Tyson Jackson, you know, first-round picks from LSU, you know, coming off the edge? I've gotten away from that, and I'd like to get them back to that, to those days, because that's where it starts, in the trenches, in the SEC, and that's how you win national championships and make it to the playoffs. So they got to get that right, but you hit it the first point, Mike. Offensive line is where my eyes are at. I mean, bringing in Josh Thompson, bringing in Braylon Moore, you expect both those guys to, you know, they're going to start immediately. But I love that they got some of those guys, got their feet wet in the bowl game against Baylor. You know, Paul Mbenga was a mixed bag this year. But, you know, you hope another year he's taking some maturity, whether it's Weston Davis or Bo Bordelon, Tyree Adams. You know, the hope is some of those guys mature and they're ready to step up to the plate. But, you know, that's the biggest question I look over at Texas, too. I mean, all the hype and excitement about Arch, but I'm watching Jake Majors at the Combine last week. That's a big part that they lost. Kelvin Banks, the left tackle. They lost a lot of pieces at Texas. So kind of LSU and Texas I put in the same boat. Two teams with great quarterbacks, but how quickly does that offensive line mature? Because they have to protect those two guys.
Chris, Charlie told me something I didn't know. I thought this was a new gig for you, doing Astros pregame. And you've been doing this since 2015. Man, I didn't even realize
that. Golden era of Astros baseball.
And so, man, Charlie, that's right up his alley. The Houston Astros, man.
Yeah, the toughest part for me, Mike, is traveling with the Astros every postseason. Is I'm on my phone watching the SEC games, or I got the earbudded listening to the LSU game. When the Astros won the World Series in 22, Game 6 at Minute Maid, I was in the tunnel standing next to Buster Olney and a bunch of the national writers watching LSU beat Alabama that night. So try to double task when I can, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I wasn't there, and I wish I was, Chris, but was Yordan Alvarez's home run in that game the loudest you've ever heard Minute Maid Park?
Yeah, he's a monster. If any of your listeners ever get a chance to come out to Houston to catch a game, come early and just watch batting practice and watch Yordan Alvarez. He crushes bombs out to the left field and center field areas, and you will definitely go home with a souvenir.
I think I remember he hit the scoreboard out in right field once, and like they had a sign that was just like, Yordan did this, he's going to pay for it, or something like that. He's going to fix it. And
they have a seat in the upper deck of right field where he hit one. It's the furthest distance I think we've ever seen one at Minute Maid Park. So yeah, go check it out.
He's incredible.
Chris, no, you and I, we had a great moment. National championship game in the Superdome, and Charlie doesn't even know this, but Chris and I, we were surrounded by Clemson fans.
Oh,
I mean surrounded.
Okay.
We got big faith to come maybe settle differences, but man, that night was just absolutely super. I always remember that, but I do remember we are completely surrounded by Clemson fans.
Hey, man, no offense to Kirk Herbstreit and those other guys, but I'll take Mike Dettillier in-game commentary over anybody.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.
All righty. Chris Gordy on Locked On SEC Network, talking LSU baseball, LSU football, and man, Charlie's love. Houston Astros baseball.
I'm psyched up for it, man. I know that, you know, a lot of publications are a little bit down on the Astros this year. I just can't wait for them to be like an 87-win wild card team that wins the World Series in 2025.
Get hot late.
Oh, yeah. That's all that matters.
That's the key.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.